Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Tulip Queen announcement party is coming up. What's happening? In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra with the steering committee. This is the big time of year again. This is the second part of a two-part program. We're talking about the Queen's announcement party. Are there certain things that make a good, not necessarily a queen, let's just act like all these girls are great queens. What makes a good candidate to come forward? What does a girl have to have?
I think the first thing is you have to have a love for this community. You are selling your community, and if you don't have a love for your community, that shows. I think you need to be genuine. I think you need to be warm. I think you need to be a person that enjoys being with people and talking with the public, confidence, and I also think, we want girls that have a good value system, somebody that we can count on, we can rely on, they're good representation of our community.
That's asking a lot of a teenager.
It is. We have many good girls, though. I mean, they're teenagers, yes.
Right.
They are. They're not perfect. And sometimes we have to remember that, too, that they are 17 years old when they're on stage or even when they're interviewing with the judges. Many times I'll say to the judges, as I prep them, I'll say, now remember, our job is to make them comfortable when you're asking questions. It is not to trip them up. You want to get to know them. And I think the judges are really good about honoring that. And the girls come away from that interview process saying that they wish they could go back and do it again. So that's usually a good indication.
The confidence is so critical, and the poise. It's just, I mean, I guess they go hand in hand, but it's like the girls I've talked to over the years have somehow managed out of themselves to establish a presence.
Yeah, they do. And I think that the girls that, as Lori said, they're such a representation of the best of our community. And I think that the queens and the members of the court are usually the girls who just have a presence about them. And they just project that sense of confidence. But it's not an arrogance confidence. It's just a well-grounded, confident in who they are and who our community is, and a pride in them.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra. And it's not like, and to me it's a poise, it's a confidence, but it's also sort of open-ended in the sense that they're not know-it-alls. They're willing to engage and to learn. It's, and a lot of teenagers can be a little bit of, I mean, they can be a little bit secluded, not open, not willing to learn. And so you're bringing, even if they have a tendency, even a little bit of that, you're bringing that out of them. You're sort of teaching them, I presume, about doing this. It's a teaching process. They just don't come out there, unprepared and take on the world.
We're trying. It's just reminding them that little bit of speaking clearly and having good posture and representing, you're going to be out there representing the community, and you're going to be talking to a lot of people from different areas and groups. And most of the girls actually, though, they come into that with a lot of that naturally and very well. And I think a lot of the activities the girls do nowadays, they are doing a lot of that performing, whether you've had maybe a little theater, a little show choir, or maybe you're in your praise band at your church. I think we have a group of teenagers in this community that know a good hard work ethic, and they are proud of their accomplishments and their community and the activities they're involved in. And I think that comes from having some really great parents in the community also. They're very involved in their children's lives, and I think that shows in these girls and their confidence, and that they are loved by many people in the community. And I think that that shows with all of them.
Do some parents, I don't know, encourage your sort of, I mean, is there pressure? Oh, mom, you were on the court. Do I, I guess I better be. Is there any of that?
I often talk about, I probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but one of my daughters, I said, it is your choice. And the night before, as nerves are rising, she says, why did you make me do this? And I looked at her and I said, I didn't. She goes, oh, yeah. So, I think there might be, I think there can be a push, but, we really hope that it's the girls' idea, because they have to feel comfortable where they're at. And that was the way I felt with my own girls. Just because I did it, I would have loved them to have the opportunity, but I also wanted them to be happy with what they decided.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra.
And I have a little girl, and not that it's any pressure, but she already knows who the queen and the court is for Tulip Time at her very young age. And every year she wants a picture at Tulip Time sitting where the queen and the court sit. So I think a lot of the girls have seen it from a very young age, and they're excited about it. They are excited because they've seen the queen and the court for all their years, whether they come to the school and perform for the school kids. And they, as the queen and court, our little ones see that as an honor. And I think they're very proud of that and have a desire to sometimes be part of that.
Yeah, I have two daughters, and one was like, nope, no thanks. Mm-hmm. I am perfectly happy not going through that whole process. And the other one really wanted to. And, as a father, it's like, yeah, as Lori said, if you don't want to do it, I don't, that's great. But they both had very different ideas about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some girls don't make it, and they tried and did their best, and we all don't succeed at everything, but it's important to try.
It is.
Is that the message?
It is. And we try and remind these girls, you've had one of the most amazing experiences. We hope your experience was wonderful, because you've just interviewed with 35 judges. You have put yourself out there, and you need to be proud of what you've done and what you have accomplished tonight, and how you performed was amazing. These girls do amazing. Even if there's a little slip up or something, they all recover so beautifully. And I think that's really important for these girls to understand who don't make it, is we are so proud of you for even wanting to put yourself out there and try. And for being part of the top 12 is such a huge honor already.
Yeah, I think that there's, as the father of somebody who didn't make it onto the court, there were two sort of reactions that I think are interesting in retrospect. One is, there's a lot expected of the queen in the court. It takes a ton of time and energy, and as much as it's a privilege, it's also, there's a lot to it. And so as my daughter began to realize just how much she's kind of like, I'm really busy. So that kind of softened the blow a little bit, because she realized that, it's okay. The second thing is that even going through the process of it, now she looks back as a young adult and she understands our community better than ever. She has an appreciation for our community. And the process, like Lori had talked about, of the interview process, she would say prepared her, more for business interviews and school interviews. and presenting herself more better than anything. And so there was a value to the process, even though she didn't make it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Tulip Queen announcement party with Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra. And where and when can we get tickets?
Tickets are sold at the Schulte Church Thursday, November 1st from 4 to 6. If you're unable to make it that evening, they will be sold at the historical office up until the Queen's announcement party on November 10th. And that also, you may purchase those also before the performance, starting at 6:15 at Pella High Auditorium. They'll be on sale right before the show.
Well, this question's for the two ladies because you couldn't have participated, Tom. Are you all part? Are these girls joining a sisterhood that you're all part of?
Good question.
Ooh, I think there is. I think that. Give me the hard one. I think there is somewhat. You know, it's fun because every 5 years we weren't queens, but we were on the court, and every 5 years we're invited to the queen's breakfast, and it's just kind of fun to see the different generations of women that have served the community as a member of the queen or the court, and as a queen or the court. And I guess it's just fun to see that our heritage is continuing. We don't have a secret handshake, but
maybe you should invent one.
There we go.
Sisterhood?
I would say the same thing. You know, you still keep in contact with your group of gals that you were part of a court with.
Right.
And it's something that was special, and you really got to know them very well. Yes, I think many still continue to be involved in things throughout the years, through town, through Tulip Time. And yeah, we still get to all kind of get together for that Queen's Bruncheon of Tulip Time, that we get to see each other again and reconnect a little bit.
Thanks to Lori Lorenz, Tom Vanderwell, and Jessica Hoekstra for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to BobLeonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.